The race for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by George Lemieux won't be settled until November, but it's already heating up. That's especially true on the Republican side, where Governor Charlie Crist has lost a commanding lead over former Speaker of the House Marco Rubio. But the frontrunner for the Democratic nomination, U.S. Representative Kendrick Meek, says he's not concerned his chances to win the Senate seat are slipping because of all the attention focused on the GOP.
I don't think so, because it's given us an opportunity to get out into local communities and meeting with leaders and introducing myself as a candidate for the United States Senate, not just as a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. We're having conversations outside of ideology. We're having conversations about attracting jobs and opportunities to this area of the state and other areas of the state. And my candidacy to as running as a United States Senate candidate is going to be about solutions.
Last week, Marco Rubio had to backtrack from his suggestion that the U.S. Census should only count legal American citizens. He was criticized by many supporters and detractors, including Crist. Today in Tampa, Kendrick Meek predicted that with an accurate count, Florida may overtake New York to become the nation's third most populous state.
It's hard enough for the census to be able to get an accurate count. I think we should know who's in the country. We should know the needs of local communities. You have so much attached to an accurate count as it relates to not only federal resources that individuals pay taxes. For them to get full accountability, a lot of those formulas are based on the numbers that are calculated in the state.
Meek was asked if Rubio is too far right to be elected statewide in Florida.
I think that the voters will answer that question. I look forward to that day coming. If Mr. Rubio makes it through the primary process, and I look forward to going head-to-head with him on those questions of responsibility and leadership, and I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Jim Davis, who represented parts of Tampa in Congress until 2007, joined Meek at a downtown hotel. Davis says he absolutely thinks Meek has a chance to beat whoever survives the GOP primary.
Right now, you've got Charlie Crist and Marco Rubio duking out, but at the end of the day, this race is about us. It's about Floridians and who's going to fight for us in Washington, make sure our voice is heard. And I would encourage people to get to know Kendrick Meek, go check his website. Most folks that know anything about him know that he championed the class size amendment that got put in the Constitution. He's been fighting to deal with the situation in Haiti, to help folks down there and help the United States be a good neighbor and a good friend. But he has a lot of virtues, and I think people, when they learn more about him, will be strongly supportive.
Meek is taking the unusual step of sponsoring a driver at this weekend's Daytona 500 NASCAR race. But he wouldn't say how much it's costing his campaign to sponsor Mike Wallace.
We're looking forward to Saturday, being there at Daytona, not only promoting our campaign, but also promoting what NASCAR brings to the state of Florida. It gives me an opportunity to talk about my history as a policymaker and making sure that Floridians understand that it's not just one or two events.